Willie boy, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back into an episode of the Sorry to Interrupt podcast, a little crossover pod here. We're going to have a little bit of Picks Boss, a mini Picks Boss, and a recap, as well as the recap of quite an eventful day out of Louisville, Kentucky. Will, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. So I have one question for you, Tom. So if I get arrested tomorrow morning and I had a tee time at 11, am I shooting a 66?
First of all, you're not getting out of jail the way Scotty did if you get arrested at 6. You ain't getting out at 11, let me tell you that. I don't care if I come to the fucking court to a place with $1 million. I don't think you're getting out that quick. Yeah, and also my response to that, like I said to you off air, would be only if you went to jail for murder for 20 years and studied only golf for 20 years would you shoot that score. And listen, that goes for me too.
Yeah, 100%. I would be happy coming out in 25 years and shooting a 79.
I'd be happy being able to walk.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, it's been a crazy day of golf, and I look forward to Picks Boss as well. I hear there's some rumors we might have a little party pick.
You might have a little party pick, something interesting there for our boy. What a day. The golf didn't rule the day. The golf on the course, obviously, there was a tragic accident that happened very early this morning getting to the course. I don't have any details on that accident. I don't know if you've looked any deeper into it, but there was a fatality. And then the Scotty thing unfolded, and he got arrested, and there was play suspended, so... There's a couple of guys, yeah, hanging out there that have to finish up their round tomorrow.
It was suspended. Yeah.
Looks like a couple of players have, I think the most I see here is 14, so a couple of players have four holes left tomorrow. The Scotty thing was nuts. We all know, we've heard the story 1,000 times over by now about him, the cop, and attaching himself to the car and some type of drama there. I don't know what's going to come of it, to be honest, dude. Do you think he gets brought up on charges, or do you think...
I really don't think he does. I really don't think he does. And I saw him with the police after the round, and they're all laughing and joking around kind of thing. And it's not the policeman that arrested him and that stuff, but it's Kentucky police, regardless of his state or county or whatever you want to call it. But they're all laughing and joking about it. I think it was a big miscommunication on my part. And, if I'm the commanding officer, I'm like, dude, you just arrested Scotty Scheffler for like nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a tough look. In the heat of the moment at that early in the morning when it's dark, I'm going to toss an innocent card on all parties, including the police officer. I think cops get shit on for a lot nowadays. Deservedly.
Yeah, I mean, they're just doing their job.
Some cases, exactly. Sometimes cops decide to take their job a little bit further than what they should within the law and their training. But I mean, no one in the Scotty situation was harmed. So unfortunately, yeah, somebody was earlier, had nothing to do with it. But yeah, I think he'll be fine on this one. Big misunderstanding. And honestly, they're lucky that it was Scotty. And Scotty, imagine that was like fucking Patrick Reed or Kuchar or somebody, Angel Cabrera, who almost got in a fist fight with a caddy and on the green. Imagine if that happened, he probably would actually get like real assault charges.
Absolutely. And I think the best meme of the day was the Tiger Woods meme, and it just said Tiger Woods picking up Scheffler from Louisville County. Hey, big dog, join the party.
Yeah.
And I just love the spectators already had the Scotty mugshot t-shirts going on.
Yeah, honestly, Tiger is probably the only person in the golf world that it could have been crazier if this happened. Maybe Rory.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a crazy day, but we do have a leaderboard to go up and down here. Will, first things first, do you want to talk about Blocky real quick? Because I think this will be the only time we're talking about him since he missed the cut by about a billy.
We had to do our picks, and like Sean is getting all this stuff like, oh, yes, I have to pick Hovland. Oh, sorry, you get to pick a top 10 golfer in the world.
We tricked you.
Yeah, you know, I win the fucking Masters, and then I get tricked, and Sean's doing all this thing, like, I guess I got to pick Hovland, even though he's top 10 in the
world.
Good
acting job by Sean. Give him credit.
Yeah, it was. And he's like, oh, well, if you don't pick Michael Block, your boy, knowing that, like, at best he shoots plus four, but, you know, it comes down to what it is. And I actually, listen, I'm impressed with him because you remember that tournament that he played right after the PGA Championship where he finished top 15? I think he shot, like, a plus 23. The fact that he finished plus seven or plus six or whatever he finished, and obviously he missed the cut, but like it could have been
a lot worse. Came back a little bit, plus seven.
It could have been a lot worse. And there was a lot of other professional golfers that finished a lot worse than he did. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, being a professional, PGA professional, I mean, I think it was a good weekend for him. And I was expecting like plus 16, and I would have to have my other guy shoot like minus 37 to have a chance to compete with you guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a whole trickery thing. You know, Sean playing the victim card because we give him shit about Hovland, even though Hovland's one of the best players in the world. You know, it's just like, you know, if you said to me, like, Xander Schauffele is my boy, and you're like, oh, you got to pick him this week. But like, you know, he's a top 10 golfer in the world. I'm picking a guy that, you know, played at Mohansic last week. You
know? Well, Mohansic is a lovely track. But hey, you know what? Maybe you should watch what you say then. He did beat a couple major winners out of there though. I mean, John Daly, Beam.
Well, John Daly also withdrew so he could go to Hooters early. That was the rumor.
Okay. I mean, that's a believable rumor. He beat a couple major winners though.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually very impressive to see a guy, obviously, like I said, a professional. It's not like me or you going out there. Like, Tom, if you went out there and you shot a fucking plus 13, like, you would retire from golf.
Plus 13, man. Are you crazy? This is a par like 70 or something. Hell yeah.
So it was a very impressive outing after he quadded the second hole on the first day. So to come back from that and not like get it to spiral where you're thinking about withdrawing before the second round because you're plus 12 after the first day. So it was impressive second round for him. And, you know, I'm happy for him. And the only reason I'm a big Blocky guy, because it just fucking bothers you so much.
I know. We all know. And you had to live by it, and it might have cost you a win this week.
There's no if it did. But,
I mean, I don't know, Will. My picks right now are 1, 2, 4, and who is my fourth pick? I don't even remember. Brooks Koepka, 11.
Yeah, so it would make such great content if he just like made the cut and he was like in 27th place.
Oh, it would have been amazing if you somehow eked out a win. That's the whole reason for doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was a worth it pick. You know, if I wasn't going to go him, I was probably going to go with, you know, somebody that's probably in somewhat of contention right now. Obviously, Max Homa was my boy, and he's up there too. I took Max. But, you know, I was thinking, like, if I didn't take him, I was thinking about taking Minwoo. You know, we all talk about Minwoo. And, like, the other person that I thought about, like, we talked about long shots, was Tom Kim. And look at what Tom Kim is doing this
Young
week.
Young Tom Kim, yeah, no, he's having a hell of a week. The only thing with Kim is he's not long enough, and he puts himself in peculiar positions a lot, like I said yesterday, and sometimes he has to scramble to get out of it where you just, in these majors, especially where it's soft like this and it's a birdie fest, like sometimes you got to play perfect golf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get over to the leaderboard here. Obviously, Xander having himself another good day at minus... What was it? He shot 3 under today. That makes sense because he shot 9 under yesterday. I mean, we said it yesterday. We need to see it on the weekend out of Xander. The guy's got 262s in a major. He's the only guy to ever do it. So we just need to see
that's
it on the
whole
weekend.
Thing with him. He's a very consistent player, but it's not even the weekend. When it comes to Sunday, it just has to be a mental thing where he collapsed. Like he. What was the Masters? He had, what, a 3-stroke lead, and then he hit the ball in the water?
Yeah, on Hideki.
And then it just was over. And then the other major championship, he was right there in second, and then he double bogeyed. And it has to be a mental thing because I watched him play today. Every driver, every iron he hit was the straightest thing you've ever seen.
Yep.
He's just very consistent. He's a good putter. He just has to get it done on Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, he's leading the pack. You know, everybody's trying to beat Scheffler. Obviously, he's a few back, but you know what he does. And everybody's like, I got to do as best as I can so Scheffler doesn't come up and draw, go minus nine tomorrow, because you could totally see that on a Saturday. Scheffler is just going to go 900 tomorrow.
Well, he's just hanging around, and then he's going to have the one huge round. And it's probably going to happen. I mean, Scotty, I'm going to have probably my last question of the day is who's going to win, and you and I are both going to say Scotty.
It was crazy. I don't know if you saw the stat before, even before the round ticked off, and I think, what was it, Scheffler was minus three to start the day?
Yeah, minus three or four, something like that.
And Schauffele was minus nine, and it had the odds. It was Scheffler to win 275, plus 275, and Xander Schauffele to win 215. So literally a guy that was six strokes off the lead was only, what, 60, plus 60 away from the leader. That is nuts.
That says a lot about how Scotty's playing, and he did not really skip a beat today. And he moves into T4. We can say it now. I don't have to ask you later. If you put a gun to my head and you say who's winning, I'm still picking Scotty.
Yeah, you come Sunday and just tell me how Xander Schauffele is going to do if that last pairing is him and Scotty.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, the guy got arrested and shot minus whatever he did today. It's insanity. Mark Hubbard, we love him on this podcast. Brother of a guy of a podcast that Sean's a big fan of. He's hanging around. It'd be something to see him win. Kind of a mule. I mean that in the nicest way. Hovland, we got to give Sean some love here. His boy, T8. And then who else?
What about my other boy, Sahith Theegala?
Oh, yeah. He's...
A course that is perfect for somebody.
Yeah, and he was a hot pick. I mean, you know how he sprays it off the tee, but again, this course is wide open. So you can get a little spray as long as you have the distance.
Yeah, and obviously DeChambeau's there on the cusp as well, and I expect him to have a good weekend as well because he's probably the longest hitter in the game.
Yeah, which I think my bold prediction was that he was going to be leading at the end of today, and I was pretty close.
Yeah, I think he's top 10 for sure, at least.
You think at the end?
Yeah. Let's see where he actually is right now. Yeah, he's tied for fourth. He's 9 under. So he's right there. He's in the top five.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tony Finau right there, top five.
Tony Finau was I was watching Tony Finau today. He was totally locked in. Birdie to start. And just, he has
one of those. Tony does that every time, dude. He's such a cock tease.
Yeah, but he has one of those unique swings that you're like, how we talk about Scheffler with his Michael Jackson feet swing. But if Tony Finau has one of those short swings like a John Rahm, who
meanwhile,
is
if
not
you've seen a video of Finau in like a random round, he hits the ball like better ball speed than Bryson.
Yeah, because he doesn't care. But like he has that short compact swing that Rahm does. But yeah, so we have a lot of fun golf to play. Is there any disappointments out there for you? Minus like some certain guys, but some guys that you thought would have a chance to win this.
I mean, yeah, Ludwig, obviously. He's sitting there at even par. I don't know what the cut's going to be, but I don't know if that's going to cut it. No pun intended. Ricky, Matty Fitzpatrick, you can talk about. Ash K down at T91. Super disappointing. I thought he was going to have a big week. Jake Knapp. I mean, I know he's an up-and-comer, and this is his first year on tour, but I figured a big bomber. But maybe he's just not ready for the moment. Adam Scott, I'm super disappointed in looking down the leaderboard. Wyndham Clark, I mean, Jesus Christ. He talked all that. Basically, he went out there, talked all that shit in the Masters about Liv, and then he's just basically cut his own dick off.
Absolutely. And then I'm surprised you didn't say my guy, who we talk about, big bomber. Sepp Straka's not looking good either.
No. He's not, and I don't know. I mean, for him, I feel like he's just not a consistent enough player to be good in every major. He'll be hanging around. JT, I got to say, I like what I'm seeing out of him. He's fighting. He is really fighting at T16. Same thing with Keegan. He got his first round in the 60s since January yesterday, and he followed that up with another good round. So I'm liking what I'm seeing out of him. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for the leaderboard. I'm not going to name everybody on it, but there is a few surprises. Tiger, I thought he was going to make the cut, but I don't know. It's not looking
good. I mean, when you go, you know, you go triple bogey, double, that's pretty tough to come back from.
Yeah, he's plus seven. I mean, it's not going to happen for him. It looks like Phil's going to miss the cut as well. Yeah, I mean, again, it's like if you don't get off to a hot start in a major like this, you're not going to fare well. Where is Rory on this leaderboard? He has fallen 22nd, shot even today.
Yeah.
He needs a big weekend.
He definitely needs a big weekend. If you shoot minus five tomorrow, then you're in the conversation for Sunday. But he's been playing well, but it's a typical Rory where he has like three good holes in a row, and then it looks like he forgot how to play golf.
Completely agree with you, man. He's really of late, and I don't even know if it's of later of the last couple of years, he's been very Jekyll and Hyde. All right, give me your bold prediction for tomorrow. We've already picked who's winning. So what's your bold prediction for tomorrow?
So my bold prediction tomorrow is
Scotty Scheffler gets arrested again.
Oh, that'd be awesome. And then he comes out and shoots a 64. I mean, but my bold prediction tomorrow is that the final pairing tomorrow will be Xander Schauffele.
For Saturday?
No, for Sunday. So, like, they're going to do well on Saturday. Okay. So the final grouping
going
for Sunday,
into Sunday. Understood.
Yes. So this is my prediction of who's doing well is going to be Schauffele and Sahith Theegala.
Wow.
It's going to be the final pairing with Scheffler right behind them.
Scheffler
putting the pressure
who?
On. Scheffler and Bryson. Oh God, it's so tough. There's so many things there that I could choose from. You know what? We're going to go with the podcast boy, Hubbard. Scheffler and Hubbard.
That'd be something, man. It'd really be something if he could stumble into a playoff and somehow
because you know it's not even going to be Theegala. That's not the one I'm worried about. Schauffele's going to be checking that leaderboard every second he gets with Scheffler behind him.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. He's hearing footsteps is a great way to put that. Stomping, really, from Scotty. And is this a bold prediction if I say Scotty's going to lead by 3 strokes going into Sunday? That's pretty bold.
I mean,
it is Scotty, but at the same time, that means he has to jump up to minus 12, or you know, the pack's got to come back a little bit. I think Scotty's going to be on the hunt tomorrow. It feels a little dirty because it's a Scotty pick, but at the same time, that means he'd have to shoot like a 64, like you said.
Yeah, he's got to be 7 under, and Schauffele has to be like minus one.
Exactly, and I think we're going to be talking. We're going to come on here tomorrow, or I'm probably not, but you two are going to come on here tomorrow, and you guys are going to be like, "Holy shit!" That the rest clearly didn't even phase Scotty, and he just had the round of his life.
Yeah, 100%. And also, I don't know if you saw my tweet or not, but first hole of the tournament, he eagles. Like he just holes out from 171. Like if you're paired with Scotty Scheffler just to start the thing, you'd be like, all right, maybe I'm not that good at golf.
I think at this point, whoever's paired with Scotty is just like, what? All right, cool. Let's keep it moving. I mean,
exactly.
Me and you, if we hit that shot, I mean, I did hole out this year from about 190. Not a big deal. Your brother is a witness. But if
I'm retiring if I hit that.
You and I'm tackling you. You're going to be on the ground if you hit that shot.
Yep, I'm just and we're selling just our like, clubs. We're going right to the court. We're going right to a shop selling our clubs.
Ultimate Taurus sauce too. When the when Scotty goes up and his ball is it has a pitch mark and the caddy gives him the putter just to fix the pitch mark.
I did see that.
That is just so swaggy. I love that so much. All right, so we've predicted our winner. All right, let's get into picks, boss, because I think that's pretty much it for the tournament. We've got our bold predictions together. Will, you and I, 2 weeks ago, we didn't do it this past week, did not fare well. You and I both went at a 20% clip of 1-4. We're not going to talk about that any further. That's all we're going to say about it.
I like that.
Because it's not going to happen again. It can't. It's physically impossible for it to happen again.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're only doing 3 picks this week, so hopefully both of us go 3-0.
Exactly. Picks, boss, this week just to add to the end because it is Friday. All right, Will, you and I have a little bit of a party pick. And, Sean, we're going to say Sean's in on this one too just because he loves our boy Minwoo Lee. Group F tomorrow. I don't know who else is in it, but Minwoo Lee, we are taking him to beat that group at plus 70. I don't even know how this bet works. Is it for the rest of the tournament?
So it's plus 170. So he's with Jason Day, Sean Lowry, and Tyler Gooch, or Taylor Gooch.
Shane Lowry and Taylor Gooch. Fuck Taylor Gooch.
And Jason Day is the other one.
I like Jason.
So basically, he just has to have the lowest score out of them.
For one day, right?
For one day, yeah. Okay, so that's basically how it works. So if he shoots 2 under and everybody else is plus 1, plus 3, plus 5, he wins. That's basically what it is. If all anybody right, so else,
we're getting everybody a little bit of juice there, and we're feeling good about that one.
Absolutely. So that's a great party pick, and obviously he's a podcast favorite as well. And Sean can throw his Monopoly money on it. Maybe he can get Park Place as well if he's thinking about it.
That's a tough buy, but it's always good to get that at Monopoly. You tend to dominate if you can grab that one. All right, Will. Number two for me. This one feels like the layup of all layups. I'm not picking him to win, and I won't do it until he does, but I'm picking Xander to top five at minus 250.
I mean, that's a good pick. You know, you're always worried about Sunday, obviously, but he's been playing well the first 2 days. He's always striping does. The driver. What did you say?
I said always does.
Always does what?
Always plays well the first 2 days.
Always plays well the first 2 days. 100% always plays well. But he's striping the driver. He's striping the irons, and he's putting very well. The only thing you have to worry about is him on Sunday if Scottie Scheffler is chasing him.
Yeah, we do not worry. Xander is one of the most complete golfers, according to all statistics on the PGA Tour. We don't worry about that. We worry about what's between the ears on Sunday. Give me your pick number two.
So we're going to stick with golf too. And then my last pick is not golf, but we're going to stick with golf here. This is a plus 120. He's tied for 21st right now, but I'm taking Rory McIlroy to finish in the top 10 at plus 120.
Wow. I feel like that is now is the time to strike while the iron's hot, where you're getting a little bit of positive juice. You're putting down a dollar, you're getting $1.20 back, because I think Rory is going to be, I don't think he's going to win, but he'll be kind of like Xander. He's going to be securely in the top 10. I like that pick. I wish I saw it. That is a great pick. Number three for me, my final pick in our mini picks, boss. I am taking in game seven to go to the conference finals in what has been one of the most eye-opening series. Not the most entertaining of games, just because it feels like almost every game after the first two were blowouts. But I'm taking the Denver Nuggets at home, reigning champs, -4.5. I think the Joker goes out there and puts the kibosh on anything the T-Wolves were trying to do, even though Anthony Edwards is my favorite player. He's still early on in his career. He's only 22.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you can't go against the Joker, as you said. And, you know, what was it, game three or game four that they lost and Anthony Edwards scored 40 and they still lost by 17? I could see it being one of those games as well.
Yeah, I think the rest of the supporting cast of the Timberwolves are not going to be ready. I'm looking at a Karl Anthony Towns. Take his over on fouls. If they have the over-under at six, maybe they'll give him an extra foul in that game and take seven, because he'll take that extra foul all day. Fucking guy.
Okay, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yes, let me get your third here.
So my last pick, we're going to baseball. So tomorrow, I'm taking the over of the Yankees-White Sox game. And you're going to be like, oh, the White Sox don't score runs. And Gill's on the mound. He's looked great. So the over-under is +8.5. So I don't care who's on the mound for the White Sox, because it's literally a triple-A pitcher probably. But Gill's had three consecutive great starts. So I could see him giving up maybe three. But I think the Yankees at the same time score like 7 or 8.
There you go. That's fine. Because you know what? If it's Walk City for him and the first time through the lineup, he's only going to go 4. So.
And then also, it's $100 gets you $100. So talk about an even pick there.
We love those odds, man. All right. Let's hope we can pick it up. You and Sean will be on tomorrow to recap round three. Excuse me.
Yep.
Again, I would ask you for a bolder prediction, but it really... Honestly, if anything is bolder than Scotty getting arrested before the round, then I don't think I want to know about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, something new on this podcast, we're not just doing golf. We're doing playoff hockey as well.
Playoff hockey, man. I've really been entertained by those podcasts. You guys are killing it. I'm assuming you guys are going to do a bit of a combo tomorrow, too.
Yes.
So that'll be something to look forward to. And then we'll all be back on Sunday to recap the festivities and crown... We both think Scotty as the PGA champ.
Yeah, I mean, it's either you're going to win your first major of the year or Sean is, because I have a guy named Michael Block.
Yes, it's finally time to close the chapter of the Blocky book. Another fucking amateur, by the way, before we go, made a hole-in-one today. I saw it live. One of the only things I did see live. And nobody said dick. Why? Because he wasn't paired with Rory?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey,
it's one of those things, because what was he, like plus 11 or something?
No, was like, it got him back to even.
Oh, wow, that's impressive at an amateur at a major tournament. But the fact that you don't see that on Twitter or anything, But you see repeated clips of somebody dunking it in from 109 yards. But you know, it's one of those things that the PGA has to pick up on. It's a hole in one in a major tournament. That's something that has to be retweeted, reposted everywhere,
exactly,
regardless of who it is.
Exactly. So shame on them. Be better. And we don't have to be better because we're the best. So everybody, absolutely, enjoy the night. Put those bets in, especially the party pick. Go Minwoo Lee tomorrow, and we'll hear from you too tomorrow. All right, Willie.
Night, Tommy.